It can restore mobility and quality of life. So we're discussing metatarsal phalangeal, or MTP, fusion surgery. Our guests are Dr. Jason Bowman, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon for Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and his patient, Brenda Podal. This is Health Matters, a podcast from Southeast Georgia Health System. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. First, doctor, can you describe in a nutshell your role at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery?
I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I do some general orthopedics. I'll see all body parts, but I do subspecialize in foot and ankle. So I have a special interest in lower extremity pathology.
Gotcha. And would you say there was one thing in particular that pointed you in that direction initially?
I enjoyed the surgeries. In residency, you kind of go through a little bit of everything. So you go through trauma, you go through total joints, you go through spine, foot and ankle, hand. I enjoyed the surgeries for foot and ankle. I just felt it was right for me. It's what I enjoy doing.
Makes sense. We can't get anywhere without the foot and ankle, right? How long have you been with the health system?
About 2.5 years.
Gotcha. And Brenda, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My husband and I moved here because our daughter lives here and her family 5 years ago, and we moved from Alabama. I'm a retired RN, and my husband was also in the medical field. So we came over here, and we're glad we came.
Gotcha. Interesting. So you have been a nurse yourself.
Yes.
And so you have that healthcare background. And speaking of which, what led you to seek care and your eventual treatment from Dr. Bowman?
Well, I was having this problem with my right foot, and my great toe would strike the toe next to it when I walked, and every step, and like I love to play basketball and that type of thing with someone, with my grandchildren that were old enough to play that. And so that was becoming a problem. So I decided I would see if I could get something done about it.
Interesting. So it wasn't golf or pickleball, which so many have occupying their time these days as weekend warriors, so to speak. You wanted to get back on the basketball court with your grandkids.
Yes. Or either in the driveway.
Okay.
Or the hoop, you know.
Wherever there's a hoop, right?
Right.
Excellent. That's great. So, doctor, what is the MTP joint and why does it have such a big impact on the big toe in our daily lives?
The MTP joint, it stands for metatarsal phalangeal joint. It's a joint of the forefoot where the metatarsal meets the phalanx. Oftentimes you'll develop, it's called hallux valgus. It's kind of the fancy term for a bunion of that joint. Bunions, they tend to be progressive with time. Oftentimes when you see a younger patient with a bunion, if they undergo surgery for their bunion, it can be reconstructive, or nowadays oftentimes you'll do a fusion of the tarsal metatarsal joint, the joint just proximal to the MTP joint. As time goes on, even if you've had like a prior reconstructive surgery, if the MTP joint's not fused, there's some risk of progression of bunions or occurrence of bunions. And as time goes on, bunions, they tend to get a little bit of arthritis in the MTP joint. So you'll see arthritis of the MTP joint in a handful of different groups. You'll see it in people with hallux valgus or bunion deformity. Sometimes it just happens. The same way you can get arthritis of your knee or your hips. Sometimes people just get arthritis of that MTP joint. Other times you'll see people who had a fracture in the past, a broken bone into the joint, sometimes puts you at risk of getting arthritis in that MTP joint. For bunion surgery, there are tons of bunion surgeries out there that exist. Once you get arthritis of the MTP joint, which becomes more and more common the longer you have a bunion for, the surgery is pretty non-controversial. You do fusion of the MTP joint, which one, straightens out the big toe and gets rid of the bunion deformity, and then two, also treats the arthritis at the same time. So you get rid of whatever cartilage is left of that joint and you fuse the two bones into one bone, and it's well tolerated, the MTP fusion. There was a time when there were more MTP joint replacements being done. Those have fallen out of favor to a large extent because they kind of had high complication rates. So typically when you have arthritis of the big toe, we do an MTP joint fusion. As far as playing sports go, most people have no problem getting back to sports after MTP joint fusion. There's actually a professional tennis player, Leighton Hewitt, had his MTP joint fused and continued to play professional tennis with the fused big toe for a while. Usually I tell people things to expect after an MTP joint fusion that are different. Certain yoga positions like the downward dog where you really get up on your big toe. You can still do yoga, but you'd probably choose to wear a tennis shoe when you do it. High heel shoes, you can't necessarily wear like the classic like stiletto high heel shoe, but you can wear up to like a 2-inch wedge after MTP joint fusion. But they're really very well tolerated. It's probably the most, as far as like reliable surgeries for bunions go, it's probably the most reliable in that there's, once it's fused, there's essentially no recurrence because that MTP joint is fused. That also takes care of the arthritis at the same time. So when I see patients with MTP joint arthritis or a bunion with some arthritis in the joint, we usually start with the most conservative things or changing the shoes. So things like Hoka shoes are very popular now, have a stiff sole and a big cushion. Sometimes we'll do like a wide toe box shoe. And then there are all sorts of orthotics for bunions that are out there, like gel toe spacers, silicone cushions over the medial eminence. All those are designed not to correct the hallux valgus deformity or the bunion, but to kind of provide some symptomatic relief while they're in place. So usually we'll try most of these non-surgical things before we go to surgery. Sometimes injections of the MTP joint are an option too. For people with bunion deformity and arthritis, I usually tell them the injection is an option for the arthritis pain, the pain with the up-down motion of the toe. It doesn't necessarily benefit much where the medial eminence rubs the shoe though. So that's kind of the extent of non-surgical management of MTP joint arthritis and hallux valgus deformity with arthritis of the MTP joint. And if you fail those things, the surgery is a good option. Usually I'll have patients splinted for about 2 weeks postoperatively, and then we transition to a fracture shoe and allow some walking on your heel for the next month before you kind of transition back to normal weight bearing.
And doctor, when would you say it's time for someone to stop pushing through the pain they're experiencing and seek a big toe fusion? Where's that line, simply put?
I don't know that there's one answer for everybody. So it's similar to like arthritis of your knee or your hip in that you never necessarily need the surgery. It's like if it bothers you every day, these non-surgical options aren't helping. And usually by the time people have seen me, they've tried changing the shoes. They've been through several pairs of shoes. Most people have tried some kind of bunion orthotic even before they see me. It's always subjective, meaning if it bothers you every day, I think the surgery is likely worth it. But there's not like an x-ray where you look at an x-ray, you're like, oh, this person needs bunion surgery. It's kind of how bad it bothers you. And if it's affecting your ability to do your activities that you do every day, like for example, she gave the example of playing basketball with her grandkids. So if you feel like arthritis or a bunion's holding you back from those things, I think the surgery is very reasonable.
And so speaking of which, Brenda, what symptoms were you experiencing before surgery and how did they affect your daily life?
I was having pain where my great toe was hitting somehow the toe next to it. And so that was the pain I was having. I knew after just a little bit of time, I said, I'm going to have this checked out. So that's when I went to Summit Sports Medicine and saw Dr. Bowman.
Absolutely. And so, doctor, you mentioned treatment options are typically tried before the fusion is done a moment ago. How do you determine whether a patient is a good candidate for surgery?
Some of it has to do with your general medical health, meaning if you have a lot of kind of underlying medical problems, then you probably lean more towards sticking with conservative management for a while if you can. As far as when you're thinking surgery versus conservative, it's largely up to the patient and how bad the pain is. Sometimes I'll see people with like bad bone-on-bone arthritis and bad deformity. They're like, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. Or they want to put off surgery. Some people will be like, you know, I have X number of years left of working. I'd rather have the surgery done when I'm retired or whatever it may be. Bunions are the kind of thing where they can progress with time, but it's usually very slowly. You're talking over the course of like years, they'll slowly progress. And kind of like Ms. Podol was explaining, that oftentimes they'll cross over the toe next to them. They'll call that like a crossover deformity. As time goes on, you can even start to get a hammer toe deformity of the toe next to it. So bunions progress, but it's usually very slowly. As far as like when it's the time for surgery versus conservative management, it's just a discussion that I have with my patients, and it's a matter of how bad the pain bothers them and if they think the surgery is worth it for them or not.
And indeed, doctor, you touched on a little earlier what the procedure involves. And I believe you mentioned usually about a 2-week timetable for recovery, right?
So 2 weeks of not putting weight on it. So I do about 2 weeks in a splint, and that's non-weight bearing. So we do like an e-scooter for that period of time. I do that largely for soft tissue rest because it is an involved surgery. So you're taking out whatever cartilage is left. You're straightening out the toe. Oftentimes I'll shave the medial eminence off. So oftentimes people with bunions will notice the inside of their big toe is rubbing a shoe. So I'll smooth that out. And then I fuse the two bones into one bone, which is done with plates and screws. So I'll do 2 weeks, usually until the first post-op visit, usually between 2 and 3 weeks out. Usually that first post-op visit, that's when I get the stitches out. I get you out of the splint. I get you into a post-operative shoe. At that point, I'll allow some heel weight bearing, is walking with your toes up in the air. And I do that for another month. So we're talking about 6 weeks of this kind of recovery period where either non-weight bearing with a knee scooter or walking on your heel. After that, you start walking foot flat in tennis shoes. Most people will do mostly low impact for that period of time. So I've done the surgery on people who like to do like kind of jogging, running, high impact things. Usually like to avoid that for probably the next 6 weeks, like exercise bike is fine. So 6 weeks of either non-weight bearing or walking differently. And then another 6 weeks of essentially taking it a little bit easier. So avoiding things like running.
Gotcha. Some different intervals involved there. Brenda, any concerns you had before deciding on surgery, and what was the tipping point that made you feel comfortable moving forward?
No, I really didn't have any concerns. And he showed me the x-ray of my toe and then told me what it was going to do with plates and screws because it needed to be fused together because it was moving in not the right fashion. So we need the plates and screws and those type of things. I knew that that would help. And it really has helped. It has been great.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Brenda, how about the most challenging part of the recovery period for you? And when did you start noticing the improvement that the doctor has described?
Okay. Well, the first 2 weeks where you can't put any weight on whatsoever. And I couldn't use one of those little scooters because I'd had my right knee had been replaced. So I had to use a wheelchair. So the first 2 weeks without any weight, that was a challenge having to get around a wheelchair to do everything, you know. But anyway, then after that, like you said, as you advance to be able to put some weight on your heel with that beautiful shoe, that recovery shoe. And it turned out great. I really didn't have much pain at all after surgery.
Good deal.
And that was, yeah. So that was a great thing right there.
Dr. Bowman is loving everything you're saying here, Brenda.
Well.
And rightfully so.
Well, it turned out well. I was very pleased. Yes.
Certainly.
Great. Glad it went well.
Me too.
Absolutely. So a couple other things for you too. First, doctor, you touched on patients returning to their normal activities after a period of time. How about long-term mobility? When people ready to go through this say to you, doc, what's the long-term prognosis here? Will I be my old self again eventually? Your answer is?
So long-term, the goal would be to at least be doing everything you're doing prior to the surgery and hopefully being able to do more activities that are holding you back. You mentioned mobility. So the surgery is a fusion. So the up-down motion of that MTP joint, you lose. But usually when you're doing that surgery in somebody with arthritis, they've already lost a significant amount of motion in that MTP joint, metatarsal phalangeal joint. Actually, the fancy medical term they'll use to describe arthritis of that MTP joint is hallux rigidus, is Latin for stiff toe. So most people, they tolerate fusion of that MTP joint very well. So I just try and counsel everybody prior to doing the surgery. I try and isolate what motion it is we're looking at and what motion is you'd lose after the fusion surgery. But as far as like things that changes goes, it'd be wearing like a high heel shoe you can't necessarily do anymore. You can wear up to a 2-inch wedge is usually what I say is what you can wear with a fused big toe. And then certain yoga positions like downward dog, things where you're really getting up on the big toe. But to be honest, most people with bad arthritis or bunion deformity or some arthritis in that joint struggle to do those kinds of things prior to the surgery. As far as like playing sports, activities, that kind of thing goes, most people get back to doing at least the level they were doing before. And then hopefully, because the pain should be better after the surgery, they're able to maybe do a little bit more than they were doing before if the pain is what was holding them back, if that makes sense. So things like tennis, walking, jogging, biking, even golf, I think all that should be able to get back to without a problem. I've done the surgery on a few golfers. One of the things you think about is kind of when you get up on your toes for a golf swing. But for the most part, people who are having the surgery done already have so much arthritis, they don't notice the loss of motion. They usually have an easier time golfing than prior to the surgery.
So, Brenda, I've saved the most important question for all, which, of course, is what's it like being back on the basketball court with your grandkids? And what advice would you give someone considering this procedure themselves?
Well, it's great to be able to spend time with them on the basketball court. It was actually, you know, like I said, on the driveway court, and great without having pain. And make sure you find the right type of surgeon, like Dr. Bowman is, if you are considering this surgery. That's my advice.
You know, Brenda, I had a sneaking suspicion you were going to recommend Dr. Bowman for that.
Yeah.
And she did not disappoint, did she, Doctor?
Thank you.
And so in summary here, Dr. Bowman, what's the one key takeaway those joining us should understand about big toe fusion? What's most important here?
So big toe fusion will do for patients with arthritis of the big toe that's failed conservative management. We'll do it in bunions, who also patients with hallux valgus is kind of the fancy term for bunion surgery or for bunion deformity, if it goes on to get arthritis. And usually, as time goes on, bunions develop arthritis as a patient ages, just because you bear weight through the joint differently. And it's a reliable option for pain relief if you have arthritis of your big toe or a bunion of your big toe that's developing arthritis. So it's a reliable surgery. There's a bit of a recovery to it, which we had talked about, is about 6 weeks total between non-weight bearing and then walking on your heel. But as far as getting back to sports, it can be an effective way to kind of get back to living your life.
As Brenda is a perfect example of, as she's discussed. Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with big toe fusion or MTP surgery. Doctor, keep up all your great work. And Brenda, continued good health and your enjoyment shooting the rock in the driveway, as they say, right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks to both of you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Doc, thanks for sharing the story to both of you. And for more information, please do visit sghs.org/orthopedics. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. And thanks so much again for being part of Health Matters, a podcast from Southeast Georgia Health System.